You see my new system? I've got a screen there, screen. Oh.
Here we go. We're off.
There wouldn't be any pyro usually, but I think why not? Pyro is fun.
Do you think it would work?
You won't know.
Alright, I love
try.
It when the technology works.
Just take the volume down just a touch, please, mate.
Okay.
Bob says, interesting opening, but get on with it.
Good morning, and welcome to WWDC.
And there's a load of emojis.
It's wonderful to see so many familiar faces.
Fake stage.
Today. We're excited to share our latest technologies with you and with the incredible community of millions of Apple developers around the world. Your creativity and groundbreaking apps continue to deliver new and meaningful ways to enrich people's lives.
Oh,
we applaud
Tim,
the extraordinary
my hero,
work you've been able
Rob.
To do throughout this challenging time. Last year's WWDC was our most inclusive and most watched developer conference ever, with nearly 25 million viewers. It was exciting to have so many people join us and to see the impact it had on new Apple
developers. And we're never going back to it.
Audience,
that someone's got
welcoming
that.
Welcoming more people from more places around the world. We've continued to look for ways to help cultivate the next generation of developers with an emphasis on those underrepresented in technology. We host entrepreneur camps for Black and female developers to foster the talents of future industry leaders. Our developer
so, Patrice,
Academy,
I take it you've got the sheets open. You're going to call out points.
Mm-hmm.
The coders of tomorrow
I will try.
With valuable tools and training.
Might have to do a retrospect.
Because you've got nothing else to do, Patrice.
To new no, absolutely. Muller's printed it out, then, so maybe Muller can do that. We must say that whoever's crowned winner at the end of this show may not necessarily be the winner.
This year, we're bringing you another
might be a recount.
Featuring over 200 in-depth sessions, one-to-one labs with Apple engineers, and so much more. We'll provide the tools you need to continue creating the world's most innovative apps.
It's really cool. They're doing digital lounges with Slack now. So.
And just like last year's WWDC, this entire conference will be made available for free. We've got a lot of exciting news and breakthrough innovations to share with you today. So let's get started by turning it over to Craig.
I think we're going
to
have free WWDCs from now on.
Thanks, Tim.
Even if face-to-face.
All right, let's dive
oh,
right
check
in.
Check us the first point already.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Frederigi's virtual?
No.
Oh, he could do mine.
He has a speaking role.
Speaking role.
And at the heart of iPhone.
Yep. Oh, was Tim's shirt tucked in?
iOS no, I don't think it was it?
We've come to rely
on. Ooh.
And this year, we were inspired
we'll see him again.
I think
hang on.
It was.
More meaningful ways
I think it was.
Help you.
Yeah.
Our new release yeah, Tim. Is iOS
this
15.
Is
it's but, oh, Tim, so we forgot to look at Tim because they had to be opposite, didn't they?
And they had to be opposite.
The way you use iPhone. Whether it's staying connected with those who matter to
so this
most,
group is going
to
be more excited about who's winning the poker than the announcements.
Of course.
No, we can multitask, got a wish.
So maybe. I just got a message from someone saying they didn't think Tim's shirt was tucked in.
Okay.
Ooh. I thought it was untucked.
No, that to be opposite.
Mm-hmm.
We've all found ourselves using video calling for just didn't say which one was which, but it was opposite.
When it comes to making yeah. calls that are easy, spontaneous, and connect us with the people who matter most, FaceTime.
Yeah, see, Bob's on.
Out.
Bob's Bob it's can't help himself. Grumpy old Bob is playing along. See, this is the way forward, boys.
FaceTime with friends around the world. And how we stay close to family members when we're apart. Enjoying these deeply personal moments over video can bring so much joy, but it also has its challenges. When talking in person,
bandwidth.
Our brains process hundreds of social, auditory, and visual cues. When talking on a video call, many of those signals can get lost, leaving us feeling drained.
Ooh.
So this year, we've set out to make
nice
FaceTime fun. Calls feel more natural, comfortable, and lifelike. First is a feature that makes FaceTime calls sound like you're sitting in the very same room. We're bringing spatial audio to FaceTime.
Of course.
Creating a sound feel
that's
that helps conversations
it's put
flow
spatial
as
audio
easily
everywhere.
As they do face-to-face. Now your friends' voices are spread out to sound like they're coming from the direction in which
Bob says he's watching it on Apple TV in 4K and the picture quality is amazing and superb. Natural.
Next, let's talk about two.
I'm watching it via Patrice's computer in a van on my drive. It's not. Voice
isolation. On a FaceTime call, your mic is picking up a cacophony of sound.
So you still probably got a better picture than that. Distinguishes these
sounds. Does this count as number one in the in a 10? Your voice
so that it comes through crystal clear.
Check it out.
I wish I could be there.
Number two. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll Tim put two on that.
Yeah, because someone always comes in with a leaf blower during your call.
Of course.
Story of my life.
They do in my call. My neighborhood.
I'll put a two. When you switch
to wide spectrum. What do you mean a two? No. Oh, yeah, he's done it, but we're still waiting on the Tim, aren't we?
I know. I'm just saying. Let's turn to video. When you want to see way off his target, though.
Giving you another way to view your group FaceTime calls. Here you see people in the same size tiles, and you'll be able to clearly identify who's speaking while seeing
a spam tweet
reaction.
From someone saying we have trouble taking your Spotify payment. That's because I don't have Spotify.
We're introducing portrait mode, where we've taken inspiration from iPhone's stunning portrait photos. In FaceTime, portrait mode.
I always wanted
the
portrait mode.
Yeah, so it took until, what, 2021 for this to happen?
Next, mm-hmm. To help you schedule your how long has the iPhone had portrait mode? Created like 7-8 years, probably? Now
you can generate a link something like that. It's crazy.
When the first big iPhones came out, I think. So 5 years, maybe? Plan ahead for a call. You can send the
FaceTime link in places like messages. Email, don't forget, WhatsApp, it seems like that's the video people always argue, portrait versus landscape with the phone. You know, and so that's, I think that's one reason that they haven't done it, because the millennials just aren't into it.
Is this a bit of an attack on Zoom?
I think it's trying to do, yeah.
Yeah.
This is an attack on all of the
Teams,
streaming chat services.
I mean, that's a fair.
They just linked everything right into messages.
Oh, that means we're doing one show in a couple of weeks where we're all emojis.
Okay.
Sweet.
We love enjoying shared experiences, and so we built SharePlay. SharePlay is SharePlay. A powerful new set of features.
Not confusing at all. Airplane.
Rob's just typed copying Zoom more like. Isn't SharePlay, that what I just said?
You
can bring
music into your call for
shared listening. I thought I said that. Yeah. Unlike any other.
Watch movies and TV shows while having. Oh, they're doing the. What's it called? Netflix share thingy. Giving you limitless possibilities for bringing apps watch right together. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, and you can share your screen just like we're doing now on Zoom.
With listening together.
Say you're hanging out on FaceTime talking about a new album that came out over the weekend. With SharePlay, you can
actually SharePlay would have worked perfect right for what we're doing today.
When you're on oh yes.
All you need to do is press play in Apple Music and you can choose to listen. We'll be doing the show on SharePlay from now on.
High
quality. No one can say we're not cutting edge, can they? Everyone on the call
can add songs to a shared queue. But it's interesting that they're showing this in iOS, not up till now they haven't mentioned Mac OS or you know how it'll work there. You think that it would work the same.
iPad, you would have thought it's gotta be, hasn't it?
Yeah, it almost it pretty much has to be.
This is cool. You can add things, like people can add things to the queue.
You and your friends are watching. Ian says Tim's shirt was untucked and Craig's shirt was tucked in.
No.
Wait. Well, we've got to go back to Tim. So unless he's done a what's it, change?
I got to say,
sharing and watching is
so
a great idea.
I have two independent sources telling me that Tim's Kirk shirt was untucked.
No. If Ian types it twice, it doesn't mean he's in two independent sources.
You can extend the video to your Apple TV and watch it there while sharing the moment with your friends. That's nice. Over
FaceTime. It is good. I mean, the thing is, who wouldn't like watching along as we're doing right now?
I would.
We're groundbreaking. We've been doing watch along for frigging years.
That's true. So in
addition to Apple Music and the we've TV been Sherlocked. SharePlay
is designed we have. Other
favorite apps. Oh, and they have an API. Nice. With an API built for easy
adoption, developers can bring their who gives own a shit about FaceTime? I want to know whether the shirt was in or out. So pleased to announce that we're already working with some incredible partners. watch blockbuster movies. He's just not right yet. We haven't seen it with our own eyes. Like I said, the declared winner may not be the winner. Because you're going to have to go back and watch it over again on pause.
Or a speed run on Twitch. Jump on TikTok to watch the funniest videos of the week. Learn a new skill. That is really nice that they have an API for this so other apps can actually use that. Finally, check out screen sharing.
You can use it to browse solo listings
live with your future roommates. I want that. I want that for my family. Share stuff with them.
Screen sharing. Ooh, you can share games. Super effective way to help well. Someone out. Twitch will be paying attention to that. And it works across I mean, it's devices. Of course it's not going to kill so Twitch, but
no,
it's totally a Twitch feature.
It expands Twitch's audience.
Next, when it comes to staying connected throughout the day, our go-to is messages. There we go. And these days, so many of our conversations are inspired through sharing articles, photos, and more. So this year, we're introducing great new ways to enjoy all of this amazing shared content and the exchanges that follow. Here's Mindy to show you how it all works.
Hey, thanks, Mindy. Greg.
I'm so excited to show you what's new in Messages. Let's check out my family's conversation. Everyone's sending me pictures from our fun trip down to Joshua Tree. Look at this brand new collage design.
In this cool there's a point for David. Taylor.
I can quickly swipe through. Why?
Because he said iMessage is going to get at least one new feature.
Now, let's see what's going on with my friends.
Has it got one yet?
They're always sending me all kinds of
They just showing
multiple. Like
fun playlist from Leah.
Oh, because all she did was go on a picture. From Casey go on a trip.
About what type of pizza is best. The thing is, the time when I receive this great content is often different than when I'm ready to enjoy it. For example, I'm not going to read this right now, but I'd love to the next time I catch up on the news. Let me show you something we designed just for that, called Shared With You. So now, if I head over to the news app, there's a new shared section that conveniently surfaces that pizza article and a few from my other friends. Now that I'm ready to learn more, I can take a look and check this out. Up top, it shows me who it's from, and I can tap From Casey to pick up our conversation and remind her that Deep Dish is
did we all agree with David, though? Pizza.
This then, totally counts out of us. As a new message feature. So now if
I want to check out think it does.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm totally
Muller disagreed. So.
And it's right here. Oh, well,
no, this is a surprise. No, I'm agreeing.
You didn't. No, you disagreed the other day.
I did, yeah, but now, I'm saying
yeah, minus five. Oh, that's going to hurt. Those great pictures from my family's trip to
Joshua Tree? Well, over in the photos
Ian's complaining because Muller was never allowed on the Match Show and now he's becoming a regular. They'll also appear
and what's really cool is they're
automatically... No, you'll go back to Big Show next week. Too. So if I scroll back this to week. That Joshua Tree
trip and drill... He was always here in spirit. You can see all the great
photos my cousin sent. I've been on Matt before. I took, making my collection so tend to do one. Complete
with zero effort. Yeah, and you have.
And Photos is smart enough to only bring over the ones I actually care about. Like the ones I was there for. So I don't have to worry about screenshots or memes cluttering up my library. So that's sharing in iOS 15. Back to you, Craig.
Crikey, Travis. Chuck. Evening, dude. Apple
Music and News. Oh, Chuck's got Craig Fegarini. Speaking wrong. So
yeah.
Bloody hell, Muller, catch up.
That's just five for here.
15 minutes ago.
That was like 20 seconds in.
I've got plus five as well.
For what?
Yeah, but so does everybody else. To enjoy
content. Yeah, okay. Plus five for everyone.
So it's zero then. That's the point.
Yeah. Of course. That means yeah, but it's plus five for everyone. So we
have new tools. Oh, I think we're going to trust someone else to do the scoring. Matters most. Today,
phone plays so many roles in our lives. It's where we get
information. Focus. Okay, just. And where we get things
done. This is great. But it means our attention is being pulled in so many different directions. And finding that balance between work and life can be tricky. We want to free up space to focus and help you be in the moment. And that starts with notifications. They have a fresh new look, contact photos for people, and larger
it looks the same to me.
Let me see. Let me compare. Yeah. They're lighter in color, but that's about it.
And the truth is, that's... while some notifications require your immediate, they get annoying though after a while. Others could be dealt with later.
To help you engage on your own time, we're introducing where's the switch off notification button? Summary. A helpful collection of your notifications
you can schedule to be that's delivered at any nice. Time you choose. Yeah.
Like I haven't seen it yet. Hang on.
We use on-device intelligence based on how you interact with your apps to arrange the summary, so it's easy to quickly catch up. Notifications in the summary are ordered by priority, with the most relevant ones rising to the top. Notifications from people will not end up in the summary, so you won't miss important messages as they come in. If now really isn't a good time, you can use...
Well, that's a bad link with exposure.
And it turns out, it's even easier to step away and focus if people know we're busy. So we created an easy way to signal to others when you're doing
that. The F off button.
Now, when you're using...
You and you read my mind.
Yeah,
I should have said notifications is getting an F off button. Yes, 5 points. You'll be reminded in that moment. Because you'd all have gone minus five for that.
It's true.
While an important part of finding focus, I might run that next time.
Distraction from others, can I do one for Crikey Trousers alone?
No, behave yourself. Ladies present.
Totally focused on work. Or maybe you just want to be fully present with your family at dinner. In these moments, you
don't take your phone to dinner. Jesus Christ, it's not hard. With
focus. Yeah, it's easy.
We don't have a table. No phone at the table. Mindset. Sorry.
Which table?
Hold on a minute. I've been with a curry with you, Ewan.
Okay,
you
that's kind of cool. Being able to filter out just like work contacts.
Go on mute, Mullen, if you're going to talk shite.
On your home screen to match your focus and organize your apps and widgets in a way that reduces temptations by making only your work apps visible.
There you go, Crikey Trousers. We agree. No phones at the table rule. Just be notified
only by friends and family.
Can you bring a big salad? I'm on desert duty.
You can have your favorite entertainment apps like YouTube.
Bob's on the money though, as usual. Family. This is boring.
We'll even intelligently suggest.
Ian agrees. It is boring, and it is actually fairly boring. It certainly doesn't need a keynote.
Well, notifications are boring.
Of course, you can create a.
I switch them all off on all devices anyway. So.
I don't, but I use a lot of Do Not Disturb.
It pisses me off.
Okay, good.
No,
synchronize all those settings across all your devices. Really well done.
There you go. There you go.
Synchronized F off button. iOS give you
space to focus. Yeah.
Should be show title. Intelligence.
I mean, this may be boring, but this is useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's because you're right. I mean, my solution too, half the time is just turn stuff off when it really would be useful if I could have it on, but it's like a rainstorm pinging in.
Pruning.
So.
Rich and useful information. Pruning rather than chopping it.
How long before we start seeing posts on Twitter with people saying, well, I could already do this on Android.
Of course.
I'll already be there. With the camera.
Let me show you. Yeah, as long as your Android phone isn't connected with malware, sure. And I want to
capture so, like three top secret features for WWDC 2020.
Well, yeah. Let's not get into that. And an indicator appears here in the lower right.
When I tap it, the text just jumps right out. It just stole, what is that name from that app from Microsoft? Whiteboard or something?
Whiteboard.
Now I can switch over to mail and paste those in and then send this off to Tim. How cool is that?
That's actually fracking cool.
That's amazing.
Really, really good.
That's going to get used a hell of a lot.
That's the conference and classroom feature of the year right there.
And accessibility. Because
Look at that.
And accessibility.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Look at that text, though, and he's just selected it, and it worked.
Now, you may notice here in the background...
Cut off.
...is a phone number. I can just zoom in. And with live text, it's recognized with a link. I can just tap it.
Even though it's blurry as hell.
All right. That's...
That is fracking awesome.
Yeah. Can you do that with Android? I don't care if you can or not. Network here
to a photo of your shop. Yeah, no ice cream this time. It's useful. Manner.
Live text works with photos across the entire system, including screenshots, quick look, and even photos on the web. And it understands 7 languages, including simplified...
Oh, Bob's noticed Chinese, that there was dog AirPods on the screen iPhone, as a sharing iPad, idea.
And
Mac.
And it's not just text. You can also look up information
next year
on recognized objects and scenes. Just tap, and you can look up information like the breed of a dog,
or type live text requires the M1 Pro.
I want to test that out. If that works with like a random dog on the street. And landmarks.
Are we going to see a processor jump, or is that just a software change? So is like
I think that's just software.
So you don't think 10 is going to be obscured from it, or
now with
photo search and Spotlight, you can quickly find your photos right from the home screen. Spotlight leverages intelligence from the Photos app, so you can search by people.
Yeah, Bob's right. This is boring, but it's been brilliant in terms of the functionality. That live text is just stunning.
Yeah. I mean, even the boring stuff. Just to remember how many hours went into that.
Oh, I don't care about that. Give me the features.
I do.
I'm a features whore. I don't give a shit about about how hard it was for them to do it or who had a breakdown doing it. I just want the feature. And Spotlight Allison Kane, I'm busy. Go away. The location is shared through Find My, recent
conversations, shared photos, calendar appointments, notes, and files. I'm not sure I will ever use that.
I will definitely use that. Musicians, TV shows, and movies as well. I mean, the ability to search on someone's name and find everything that's relevant to them for me is actually really handy. Because a lot of times I need to match up or you know, like get events for someone, but then there might be photos that are related in some way as well. And to have a unified view where I can look through all of that. That'll be really nice. This year we've got the biggest
update ever. Another one. Including bringing Apple
Music into your memories. That's four.
Three. Three.
Four speakers.
No, four. Four speakers. Because that's it's three. Tim Craig and the two ladies.
Yeah.
Mindy and Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
I should have made a bet that everyone would be using blue iPhones for their demos.
I want those.
You should have.
Because so far, that's all I've seen are blue iPhones in people's hands.
Oh, and Patrice's buffering.
Why is the stream buffering? I'll just reload.
Because it's you, mate.
Oh, blue, though, although they're puce.
Lucky it was a boring bit. They're interactive and alive. And are paced to the beat of the music. I can touch and hold to pause, and the music continues to play. When I let go, the pacing adjusts to get back on beat. And to see a photo again, all it takes that is would a really piss me off because it won't. Customize
my memory. I'll use a new feature
called Memory Mixes. I can tap to bring up the controls, then tap this button to jump in.
Swiping on this carousel lets me try out different mixes. Intelligently you could just see, oh, I made, darling, I made a film about our holiday look, and then there's a knob picture picks it and just throws in.
Still be a holiday.
Oh, I forgot I took that. My holiday with my dick.
So this is just an updated version of the memories video thing that they've already had.
Just like a colorist at a film studio. Just a changed UI. To check out more intelligent song suggestions, I'll tap on the
music button. You'll notice these top suggestions are great. The chat room's being harsh. They're all coming out with the boring and the yawn comments. The Apple Music Library. Experts have
curated sets of songs that are combined with my. It is interesting that Apple is spending this much time on this feature.
I just want to point out, Muller, that you are banned from interacting with Crikey Trousers at the moment, okay? No interaction with anything he types. That's the rules. Otherwise, you're off. This song from Imagine Dragons will be perfect. I'm not editing this.
Patrice, you're right. So why are they really spending so much time on this feature?
Nothing else to say.
I mean, sure, it blends photo and the Apple Music features together, but back to
Craig. They could have done that in the iPhone event. Look up
Spotlight. Have you noticed they call him Craig? iOS 15 elevates the iPhone experience with on-device intelligence. Next, let's talk about how iOS helps you better understand and explore the world around you. With some great updates to Wallet, Weather, and Maps. To tell us about what's new in Wallet, here's Jennifer.
With the Apple Wallet app, we set out to replace your physical wallet.
Number five.
Starting with Apple Pay, we added PayPal.
Hang on, there's not nothing new about this yet.
And more secure.
This is five
speakers.
Fifth person, did we say six or more? Was that the...
Dead.
Exactly 10.
Exactly 10 was my best.
Exactly 10, yeah, right. Walt Disney World added their park passes, creating magical moments as you tap to enter, ride, and explore. You can never leave home without your keys, so we're continuing to add keys to Wallet and making them even better.
We started with car keys, which we're improving with ultra-wideband support for an unlock and drive experience.
Looking good for Chuck, says Crikey Trousers.
If you can buy a $100,000 car.
BMW and others will ship cars with UWB starting later this year. With iOS
US 18, only feature.
We're bringing keys for your everyday places to wallet. Starting with where you live, we're creating the fastest,
oh shit, Apple's got my key address.
Apartment.
Apple, that's too much. They know exactly what my key shape looks like.
Badge and tap to enter your building or office. And where you travel, with hotel keys, you'll automatically receive your key when your room is ready, even before you arrive at the hotel.
That existed before.
Starting this fall,
yeah, but for a lot of it, you had to get the.
It was the Apple hotel. Yeah, you had to.
Be able to do it without an app is cool.
Anywhere you go, just tap to unlock. An incredible range.
Ian's lusting after the building.
An access system have signed on to support.
Look at the curves on that.
All the places you go. However, to be fully free of your physical wallet, there's one.
He loves a milf.
Need to bring to iPhone.
No, he's talking about the building. Shut up, Molly. You're not allowed to interact with anyone now.
This fall, you'll just scan your driver's license or state ID in participating U.S. states.
Participating states. Easy. Let's see which ones. Apple guess, knows California. Done.
Too much.
Encrypted and safely stored in the secure element.
Oh, yeah, when you show that at the bar and try and get a drink and you show a picture of a mountain goat, they're really going to serve you.
This was me when I was younger.
As the first place ID. You're not having it. You're not coming in. Bastard.
Specific information is requested. And securely presented. With just a tap, you're off to your flight.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
I do like that.
Hey, if TSA accepts it, then that's going to be a big push for states too.
Mm-hmm.
The
weather app
is incredibly popular. I mean, Iowa, as I recall, is already doing digital IDs as an option.
Is it the state you fly from or the state you fly to, though, that's important? From, presumably.
The state you're from.
Healthy air quality or sunny skies. We've also added new weather graphics to help users better understand conditions like wind, UV index, and barometric pressure. And we've completely redesigned the gorgeous animated backgrounds. There are now thousands of variations that more accurately represent the sun position,
didn't
clouds,
look all that
and
different.
Precipitation.
I'm not excited yet, bro. No. My wife is actually quivering wreck at the moment because she loves weather.
Animated but precipitation.
Their entire life is about asking Alexa what the weather's like.
Way to see the weather around you.
Next, in California, you don't have to do that. Weather doesn't change. App, our
users depend on look at so still no hyperlocal weather. They bought Dark Sky. Why don't they have hyperlocal weather in the weather app?
I think they've ruined Dark Sky. It doesn't seem that accurate anymore. Here's Meg to tell you more.
Meg, someone's on the roof. Really
Meg, Meg number seven.
That's
offering
six.
Richer details and Meg seven. No.
No, it's six.
No, Meg
no,
is
seven. You can't count.
Oh, it's six.
No,
six. Just trying to make,
all right, I'm just trying to make sure Chuck loses.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Seven, thank you.
Seven.
Four girls. And later this year, we'll add Tim. Italy and Australia.
Crikey Trousers, not on the roof, that, but near the roof. We've done so
far and asked no, she's not on the roof.
Count.
She's in the garden, in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
We started that does not
by
count.
Building a gorgeous interactive globe that invites users to tap and explore.
You this can't. Is a whole new we put the girl in the wheelchair on the roof.
But it's in cities where we're taking Apple is it a wheelchair?
Yeah. It is, yeah. So,
yeah, she's been on a couple of...
She was on the last one, yeah. Oh, not the last one before, yeah. And exploration.
Yeah.
But in iOS 15, maps will offer incredible new details for commercial districts, marinas, buildings, and so much more. We've added things like elevation, new road colors.
Looks like The Sims. No, SimCity.
That's funny,
does,
Patrice.
Yeah.
I was about to say the same thing.
Like the music Tower doesn't help either. And the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's true.
And we built a beautiful new nighttime mode with a moonlit glow. We think all of these improvements
ooh
are going
now
to make
now it looks like SimCity.
So much
no, it's actually more The Sims
users
now.
And when a user is ready to go somewhere, Maps in iOS 15 will make getting there way better.
He has really nodded off.
We've added a great deal of new road details to the map so we can help drivers as they move throughout a city.
to better see and understand
important. But these are the kind of incremental changes that make the apps more useful. They're not whiz-bang, they're not oh my god, but they make things more useful.
The graphics on there are pretty stunning. Crosswalks and bike lanes. I really like the way that they've laid the graphics out here.
At all of this, but
it's really useful.
I'm really happy that they're showing us useful additions as opposed to just more flashy stuff.
Traffic conditions
or to know which lane you need to be in. That's a game changer. And of course we'll be bringing in terms of the maps app, because it takes Apple from being probably quite low down to
He's saying there's so much that's US-centric, but it's only been the card stuff. If they're improving maps, that'll be globally improved.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, they've been rolling out improvements to maps basically every year.
Those new graphics are lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Ian wants to know if I've looked at maps for Cornwall. Where's Cornwall?
Are there actually maps for Cornwall? I mean, I don't know.
Unsure of the direction
you
need to go.
You want to start with roads, really, Ian. Simply hold up your phone, scan the buildings in the area, and maps will. We won't get this level of detail. You haven't got this level of detail.
Okay, that was really fracking cool what they just showed.
That was really excellent.
Let your iPhone scan the buildings around you, and then it'll tell you where you are. 2021, with many more
to come next year. At least one city outside of the US. Back to
you, Craig. We can't. Horses don't like the tarmac, says Ian. Good lad.
He ought to know better.
No, that's donkeys. iOS 15 is a great release that helps you stay connected, find focus, discover more with on-device intelligence, and explore the world. And there's more, including voice search in Safari, powerful support for cross-app drag and drop, and new outfit options from emoji. Did you see the find my thing?
It said find my iPhone when the power's off. I want to know about that. Why didn't they show that?
That can't be.
That could have been
what it said.
That could only be the NFC chip though. You've got to have to be close.
Still, I want to know about it.
Eight.
AirPods have helped us enjoy music like never before. And they've helped us.
We're 35 minutes in. Chuck has got to be sweating because it's unlikely that we've only got three left.
Yeah, I know.
To our favorite entertainment.
I said minus five.
We have some great new features coming to AirPods.
Starting with
Conversation Boost, which is
designed to help people
with mild hearing challenges stay more connected in conversations.
Ooh.
Through computational audio and beamforming microphones, Conversation Boost focuses your AirPods Pro on the person.
Everybody
sent
minus five other than Chuck and David.
Follow along in a face-to-face conversation. And to help you hear the conversation even better, you can also reduce the amount of ambient noise. Next,
that's really cool.
If you can't reach for your iPhone, Announce messages with Siri helps you stay connected. iOS 15 takes this further with announce notifications. Now Siri can automatically read your important time-sensitive notifications to you.
I've been waiting for that.
And when you set a location for your reminder, like the grocery store, Siri will read your shopping list to you right when you need it. You can easily choose which apps to enable and select Do Not Disturb when you don't want to be interrupted. And if you're using the new Focus feature, your notification preferences are already taken into account. Next,
that's really
we
nice.
Significantly improved how AirPods work in Find My. With iOS 15, you can locate your AirPods Pro and AirPods Max using the Find My network. Your AirPods simply send out a secure Bluetooth beacon that can be detected by other Apple devices.
That is helpful. Someone who's lost AirPods?
And then back to your Find My app.
So that nearby, works outside the case?
Listen for the chirp.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. It looks like it left and right. Lets you know when you're getting
close. Okay, that's nice.
To make it even less likely to lose your AirPods, you can now receive a separation alert to notify you if you leave your AirPods behind.
Ah, that's good.
If someone stole
them, I've left them at home a couple times.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, now add that feature to AirTags, and you've completely killed a huge part of the Tile market because you have to pay to have that feature on Tile.
This fall, we're excited to extend spatial audio to tvOS. So now you can enjoy the full surround experience tuned for the big screen in your
room. As long as you buy our headphones.
Disturbing the rest of the house. Yep. And with dynamic head tracking, it properly responds as you move about the room. We're also bringing spatial audio with dynamic head tracking to macOS on our new M1 powered Macs, so you can enjoy spatial audio on all of your devices.
I totally forgot. I'm only halfway through
the
season.
We recently announced spatial audio for Apple Music with the incredible
All Mankind. I guess I should go back and finish that.
Oh, no, I didn't watch it. I said it was shit. And I stopped after seeing episode 1.
I'm with you, Jeff. I kind of...
I thought season 2 was good. What do I know? Casey
Musgraves. My problem is, if you release a series once a week, it's very easy for me to get out of it and just not get back.
I keep spreadsheets, Jeff.
I just thought it was crap. They had such a good first series, and then the second series, episode 1 was just, it switched me off. I'm not interested in it.
Okay, Patrice, I think you're going to win some points on this.
I hope so. First user
experience. What was your prediction?
The new multitasking interface.
Pro app and multitasking. A multi-window.
Oh, there's got to be a pro app, wasn't it?
Like when you're browsing your photos,
an iPad becomes an. So we're going to have a huge debate about whether it's a pro app or not.
No, I think we will know if it's fun or not. If it's just photos, no. A markup tool or a canvas for new artwork. Or when you attach a keyboard and trackpad, and it becomes a powerful way to work on your most important documents.
This unique set of capabilities. Ian's telling me it got better after episode 1, so okay, I'll give it another go. Seamlessly move from capturing and working on your ideas. Yeah, Ian's saying at the end of this, Tim's going to come out half tucked in and half tucked out like Minecraft Steve. Further, making iPad even more capable and more intuitive.
And we started right on the home screen with widgets. They so offer far, beautiful, glanceable information at just the
right moments. And this year, we have a big update.
Now you can something they should have done last year. Apps on your home screen.
This is a huge deal. Let me show you. Oh, give over, is it?
A huge deal? Okay. This should have been there when you launched the widgets thing. You should be apologizing right now, not talking about how awesome it is.
I totally agree.
Catching the iPad was a nice touch.
I kind of want to see the outtakes. I want how many times we dropped it.
There's an intern hanging on a wire just above him.
I'm assuming it was a stage prop iPad.
I'll put
so
it
he could drop it over and over.
Yeah.
I mean, Apple could drop iPad Pros left and right.
I think they could do
that's
one.
True.
I'll put it this one then you've had a few iPads sent in from Craig. Here's the new Apple TV
widget. Yeah. I want to say, that might have been CGI'd in though. And here's
my gaming page. The new Game Center widget lets me jump into my games faster and discover what to play with friends. And check out the new large size photo widget.
It really puts my favorite photos front and center. It's not a big deal, Craig. Move on. Files widget, oh, look. There's a small widget. Oh, look. There's a big widget. And then, oh, look. There's an even big widget.
It is cool. But we've seen widgets. So.
Yeah, but we've had 25 sentences too many on it already.
Yeah. We've seen widgets last year. Library to
iPad. Patrice, do me a favor and move your cursor off screen. Really cool.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
What? Was that really bothering you, Chuck? So no
matter where yeah, it was always seemed to be right on Craig's face.
And now that did that
like
on
he
purpose.
Was tattooed or something.
Shove it up his nose.
Yeah.
It's when it goes back to Craig's face and there is actually a tattoo of a cursor on his face.
Strange looking mole he's got. That's widgets
and app library. I don't get why this wasn't there when Apple introduced the feature on iPhone.
And why he's getting to the point of orgasm over it.
Did he just throw his iPad?
Okay. Here you go, yeah, Patrice.
Back to the intern. Even more powerful. To give you a closer
look, here's Shabam. Shabam.
In iPad OS, 9. There's a new control that appears at the top of your apps. 9, 20 minutes to go.
Talk along, Shabon.
I would say I get that.
Patrice, you get the point. Just giving us that little visual interface element.
That's not a pro.
No, that's not a pro feature. Multitask.
Multi-screen, but...
I've been working on a podcast. Not an app.
So no, that's going to win.
But that's not multi. Oh, that's multi. There we go. That's multi. Yeah.
I sent multi-window. So it's
also yeah. really easy. Giving us that little visual pop.
But I said you
got to
be
top.
But I did say you got to be careful because you don't. You shouldn't. It shouldn't be one has dominance.
That's like mail.
So as in other words, it's in free deep freeze while you're watching the other program. It should be both programs can work together.
No, we talked about significant changes to the multi-window system, which we did.
Okay.
To open it centered on my screen.
We actually separated that out.
Me to read the entire email.
Yeah, no, I think you've got the points here, mate. Yeah.
That's it. I'm still not going to win.
No, you've got the points here, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay, now see, that's cool.
Plenty of other people.
You can bring up that interface thing in a window in a document.
Jeff got 5 points. David got 4 points.
So now you have a shelf.
You'll
see that the shelf appears automatically when I switch apps. I often have a lot of Safari windows open. Many
yes, me too.
So
it's a pain.
Crikey Trousers loves this because he'll use it.
Right, yeah.
The shelf. Mm-hmm. We've made me the too. Switcher
even agreed. More powerful. I
can now create a split view. Even Ian's switched on a little bit. He's not talking boring. He says it looks
I've
cool.
Been trying to do that for the longest time. Dragging an app on another and nothing happens.
Yeah, it should have been there all along.
Yeah. You want that Ace for Shabam? That's really good.
Wow.
And what's really cool is they
haven't done enough for this to be an hour. It's going to be an hour and a half, surely.
iPadOS 15 also gives you more powerful. It's slow. If there's
not enough going
hour,
through
it would be faster. Powerful new features for collaboration. We haven't even talked about macOS yet. First,
we're adding mentions. This has got to be an hour and a half. So Chuck, I think you're really screwed. They'll get a notification linking
them back. There's also an all-new activity view that quickly shows you what's changed in a shared.
I think I said if it was an hour, so if it's an hour and a half, maybe.
No.
It doesn't matter. You said it's 10 people.
If you did the thing through the Apple website where it said remind me about the event, it put a two-hour block on your calendar.
Oh, did it?
To be fair, Jeff, it has done that for all the other events as well. Easy
way to get yeah,
they blocked 2 hours and only did one. Here's
Will
to
show you how it works.
And
Will
so
10.
I assumed hour
Will.
One was going to be this, and hour two was the spatial audio stuff.
That's number 10. The screen. Now that
I've started a note, Will's English. Well, I can write with Apple Pencil. It's perfect. Oh, I say, Will. Writing down something like a phone number. And when I'm done, I just swipe it away. Let's open Safari. What's super cool about QuickNote? Is that it's aware of the app I'm using. I'll start a new quick note on top of Safari.
That's actually pretty helpful.
And now I could easily add a link from the website.
Ian's suggesting this may not work on iPad Gen 1. To return to this
exact time. Let's go to Gen iPad Pro, that's a 20, what's that, 2017? Pops up
in the corner. No, it won't.
I think it will.
I think it might fall off a cliff, actually. I think that might not.
Do any of these people have to prove at an interview that they can present? I don't know. I guess so. Is there rehearsals? Probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're coached
in everything before they do that.
Crikey Trousers is suggesting that this guy's handwriting is good enough to be a doctor.
Ian thinks that the first gen iPad Pro is going to get dropped with iOS 15.
We should have made that prediction.
I don't think so.
Really?
It's not old enough for that.
Not yet. I think so.
The first gen iPad Pro.
Yeah, that's 2017.
It's the Lightning iPad Pro.
Yeah, 2017, I think.
Okay, that's kind of cool with the note synchronization.
We're going to give Ian 5 points if it is.
Did that sync with just another Quick Notes, or did that sync with notes themselves, Jeff?
That synced with notes across macOS, iPadOS, and iOS.
Yeah, that is nice.
I hate being dyslexic. I've just seen a tag there that said gluten tag, and I'm sitting thinking, what are you going to get a tag for gluten for? And it's Guten Tag.
Auto-translate detects when you're speaking and in which language, so no one needs to tap a button to respond. Just speak.
It has been super helpful on the iPhone, like in general, the translating.
System-wide translation, so you can translate text anywhere. Just select the text and tap translate.
This will be helpful for the times I get Polish emails. Translate text in a
photo. Yes. System-wide translation is available
on iPadOS. Or at least I know what the spam is.
No, same. I have one of my bosses sometimes accidentally sends emails to the wrong people, and it's in Polish because he's from Poland.
Translate makes iPad even more powerful. Now, let's talk about Swift Playgrounds.
Ooh, are we getting some
whole new dimension of productivity to iPad?
11. Swift
Playgrounds is a great way to learn to code through a series of Apple design lesson plans that are interactive and fun. This year, we're taking it even further by adding the ability to build apps on iPad.
Yes. No way.
There you go.
Yes.
UI, which makes development easy.
Are we saying this is
a
pro-like?
UI kit? No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Works with Xcode on Mac.
Well, it's your pick, so then that's the end. That's the final
decision. On the Mac.
So you can just start typing and quickly add the suggestion to your code.
Depends on how far they go with it.
To the whole library of UI components and the documentation to go with it. And if you're new to app development, there's a guide to creating your first app. While you're developing your app, you can run it full screen to try it out. And when you're ready, you can even submit it to the App Store. This is
right from your iPad?
You can now build apps for iPhone
almost
on iPad. We think this will take
and it be rejected later that day.
That's iPad 15, taking the versatility of iPad even further. With new widget layouts for your home screen, app library, and a redesigned multitasking.
They should have focused more on Swift Playgrounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was a lot better than widgets. Friggin' widgets, yeah. Ian says his iPad is 2016. It's time to completely so it might be. It could be 5 years. IPad. Could be off the cliff.
Next, let's get into privacy.
I hope not, but...
Okay.
That's a dad joke.
No. We believe privacy not a joke is about a fundamental human right. Name, so.
We don't think you should have to make a trade-off between great features and privacy. We believe you.
You just asked for my driving license.
Since the beginning, we've worked to help you keep your personal data.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah, said that it was keeping it on screen.
I'm joking. It was a joke.
Powerful privacy controls.
I got to say, you should try start with the position that anything I say is utter bollocks, and then it's far easier. Transparency.
Okay, I'm making note of that.
If you've made,
we
if
can't
you think
disagree
I've,
with you.
If you think I've made a serious point, you're not listening.
Ten till the hour. Time for everyone to stand.
We believe in protecting your privacy and giving you transparency and control over your information. And to tell you about the new ways...
I've got to say, the new feature about I'd like to ask the app not to track me. I'd like it to say the app won't track me.
Do these count as two?
Oh, shoot. Well, that counts as 12. Two. Yeah.
Oh, you know, mate.
It's all over.
He's not out. What he scored for other people counts.
Oh, yeah, but that one's a little
bit.
I told you, Muller, anything that you write as a result is never going to be accepted, so there'll be a steward's inquiry for certain.
Oh, this has gone to 12.
Yeah, you can do the counting. I trust you that far, but
it hides your IP address, so senders can't link it to your other online activity or determine your location.
That's gonna be lucky.
And it prevents the government from seeing if and when you've opened their email.
There is one big problem with this. You can catch Apple Mail is shite. Thank you, Ian.
Safari leads the industry in protecting you against cross-site tracking with intelligent tracking prevention.
Sounded like you said cross-eyed tracking.
I went to Rev. I did some subtitles yesterday with Rev.com and it wouldn't take my payment. And I was talking to their tech support girl and she said, oh, what browser are you on? I said Safari. She said, oh, our website doesn't work with Safari. I'm like, you realize this is 2021, right?
This new section settings.
Having a laugh.
Oh my gosh.
Then she made me download Firefox, which I didn't want to do. Use the permission you've granted, and lo and behold, it didn't work with Firefox either, which she'd said, our site works really well with Firefox. And more during the last 7 days. And I just wrote, it said, would you like to give us feedback? Yes, Jenny's incompetent.
That's nasty.
Wow.
So these probably are true, new though. Privacy system controls. Now... Let's talk about
but she, the thing was, the tech support she gave me, she didn't go through any kind of, okay, so have you tried this? And what happens when you do this? And how do you do this? She heard the word Safari out of my mouth, and that was it. She just switched off. Oh, that's the cause. Download something else. Bye.
Recently added more diverse Siri voice options, and they sound incredible.
Hi, I'm Siri. If you need anything, Just ask.
I'll ignore you.
Now, Siri has a ton of great new features.
Okay, that was clever how they did the lighting effect on the ceiling to match the little Siri glowy thing from HomePod.
As much data on device as possible, keeping your information private.
Another blue phone.
I've switched the vocal to the Indian lady. Today, we're introducing and on-device apart from the fact it's a really pleasant voice to listen to, because it's quite soft and silky smooth with just a slight accent, I actually find it easy to listen to directions from her in the car. The Irish girl was a bit barky. And this has some great, it felt like a bit of a dominatrix. First, you can
now make many requests without an internet connection. So what's your point, Ewan?
I don't want a dominatrix giving me directions to my car when I'm driving. The Indian lady's voice is really soothing. I can't stand the English bloke.
So are you saying you'd rather have dominatrix giving you instructions outside the car?
Yeah, I want other instructions from a dominatrix, not on airplane mode. Maybe I've gone too far.
Just clarifying.
Set a timer for 20 minutes.
Still all blue iPhones. Crikey Trousers has got his evening ruined. That's all he's doing now, is looking at blue iPhones.
Wake me up at 7 a.m.
He's OCD.
The fact
mental.
That they're doing a lot of this amazing how fast locally device processing. Is really
so
cool.
Those are some of the powerful new privacy protections in Mail, Safari.
Also, the only way how it probably works because...
And we've got a new blue iPhone. Next, if you haven't already guessed. Ecosystem that puts
your privacy first, what kind of blue iWatch? iCloud. Here to
tell you about some great new updates. Okay, well, this is definitely an hour
right
and a half.
Right, if this has got longer. Selective syncing, that's going to be the same as widgets, about frigging time.
Yeah.
Because that is the only thing that makes iCloud shite. To safely store a lot of personal information, and it's important to always have access. So let's start off with two improvements we're making to your Apple ID.
First, we're adding a new way to get back into your account if you ever forget your password or get locked out. You'll now have the option to add people you trust, like family and friends, to a recovery contact list. They won't get any access.
Like everyone, give a shit. If you ever forget your password,
you can call them to get the code you need to get right back in.
It's that's actually pretty helpful.
That's huge, that is, because we get so many things.
A lot of people forget on their program. Accounts.
Digital Ledger Legacy seems to be one of those things that everybody is doing right now.
To family members, we've got a lot of people that have iCloud issues.
What, crikey Trousers, have you even thought about that sentence before? 80% of the time, Siri works every time. Well, then it's not 80% of the time, is it? Quickly and easily. 80% of the time, Siri works 80% of the time. Like photos, ta-da.
Documents, yeah. And notes.
Safe, up-to-date, and accessible across all of your devices.
And today, Patrice, let's face it, a lot of the first round early technology users now are getting to that age where they're going to start to die out. It's becoming a big issue. About
iCloud, yeah, it's true.
With some great new features.
It's
starting
true.
With something to help protect your privacy online.
Oh, it's an Anchorman quote. Sorry, mate.
On any given day, we all use a variety of networks to browse the web, from the internet in our own homes to public Wi-Fi on the go. And behind the scenes, network providers and websites can combine your identity and browsing history into a detailed profile about you.
Are they going to add a VPN service?
So now, in addition to everything Safari does to protect you online, we are introducing a new service called Private Relay.